This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. President Draupadi Murmu has granted assent to the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill, passed by the Parliament during the winter session. The bill subsumes all laws dealing with the civil nuclear sector and also opens it up for participation by private players. The Shanti Bill repealed the Atomic Energy Act of 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010, which had proved to be an impediment in the growth of the civil nuclear sector in India. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Vikasit Bharat GRAMG Bill 2025. The Parliament had passed the legislation during the recently concluded winter session. The Act seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of a Vikasit Bharat at 2047. A statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. This is a significant push up from the 100 days period under the previous scheme. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has termed the act as the next step forward for MG Narega, which is in favour of development and the poor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is working round the clock with farmers' interests as the top priority. The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone of ammonia urea fertiliser project worth 10,601 crore rupees at the Namrup in Dibrugarh, Assam yesterday. Mr. Modi said nation's farmers and annadatas have a crucial role to play in building a developed India. He said farmer-friendly schemes are being extended to all.
विकसित भारत के निर्माण में देश के किसानों की यहाँ के अन्नदाताओं की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका है इसलिए हमारी सरकार किसानों के हितों को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए दिन रात काम कर रही है यहाँ आप सभी को किसान हितेशी योजनाओं का लाभ दिया जा रहा है कृषि कल्याण की योजनाओं के बीच ये भी जरूरी है कि हमारे किसानों को खाद की निरंतर सप्लाई मिलती रहे आने वाले समय में ये यूरिया कारखाना ये सुनिश्चित करेगा
The Mahayuti alliance of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP has swept the elections to 288 municipal councils and Nagar Panchayats by winning 207 posts of presidents of local bodies. The BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP combined restricted the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi to a collective tally of 44. According to State Election Commission, BJP won 117 posts of municipal presidents, Shiv Sena won 53 and the NCP won 37 posts. The Congress backed 28, the NCP SP 7 and Shiv Sena UBT 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda and BJP National Working President Nitin Naban have expressed gratitude to the people of Maharashtra for the victory of BJP and Mahayuti in municipal council and Nagar Panchayat elections. The ruling BJP has registered a landslide victory in the local body elections in Arunachal Pradesh, securing a majority of seats in the Zilla Parishads and Gram Panchayats, polls for which were held on December 15th. The BJP also scored a decisive win in the Itanagar Municipal Corporation IMC elections by winning 14 of the 20 wards. The government has assured that there is no imminent threat to the Aravalli's ecology amidst misleading and alarmist claims being circulated. In a press release, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that the ongoing afforestation, eco-sensitive zone notifications and strict monitoring of mining and urban activities ensure that the Aravallis continue to serve as a natural heritage and ecological shield for the nation. In the women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in the opening T20 International of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam last night. India chased down the target of 122 runs set by Sri Lanka in 14.4 overs with the help of Jemima Rodriguez's unbeaten 69 runs of 44 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.